nor are we able to diversify our revenues. And as a result of that, and we've known this for 5 years, we're now in 5 years of shrinking audiences and shrinking revenues. And yet, whenever we try to discuss establishing goals for audience, when we talk about doing things like evaluating our programming, when we talk about doing things like developing new national programs, such as Democracy Now!, which has been a great revenue generator for us within the past 10 years, or when we talk about indices of performance and program measures for performance, for programming performance, we can't get any support from management. It simply won't happen. And as recently as within the past 2 months, although we're in this crisis, we've talked to management, we have no concrete proposals for how we are going to reach out to more listeners and capture more of them as audience, as members of our audience, and reach out to the people that we've lost. So we can continue to borrow money, or we can talk about borrowing money now, but until we as a network do something to address the fundamental cause of our loss and erosion in audience and revenues, we are not going to solve the problem. And this goes back to things that Jamie and others have said. And we continue to dance around this. By simply taking $1 million and applying it to bills, we are not going to address the cause for the erosion in audience and the lack of revenue that we have in the network. And I can't, in good conscience, support taking a loan out when there is clearly no plan at the management level to do anything to increase audience. The budgets that we passed for 2009 suggest that we can continue to lose audience and there's going to be no impact. They also suggest that even though the local stations have got the revenues that they've got now, the resources that they have now, and the programming capacity, that no matter what they do, they can't improve revenues or listenership. And I think this is just wrong-headed. I think we have to face the fact that our business model at the local stations has failed, and we have to do something to change it. If we don't, we are not going to stop the spiral that we're in with audience and revenue erosion. Thank you very much.
This is Doc. Can I get on the stack, please?
Oh, go ahead, Doc.
Yeah, the captain stack. Thank you.
My turn?
Sorry, Doc. It's your turn.
Oh, okay. Thank you. You know, it doesn't, taking out the loan does not negate us from having an emergency fundraiser and putting cash together. One doesn't eliminate the other. And if, you know, you establish a line of credit, you take out a loan, you don't use the money, you pay it back immediately or whatever, this, I believe, loan document does not give us any substantial penalties for doing that. And we have the safeguard of being able to cover the expenses that we have basically via this bridge loan until we get our finances in order. If we raise $400,000 in an emergency fundraiser, then we pay that. We continue to think that if you do one thing, then you can't do the other. We need to do everything, all of it, because right now we need to try to rebuild our cash in the bank, and that would be an excellent way of doing it, to try to do an emergency fundraiser across the network, as well as take out the loan and be able to handle our bills and get our house in order, and also establish some different programming and outreach that will raise, you know, our listenership, our paid membership. I don't think anybody that's sitting on this board believes that we shouldn't increase our listenership and our audience and our paid membership. I really don't believe that we think that. I think that we need to, you know, have some kind of national development coordination to do a lot of things. And that may be something that you'll have an opportunity to talk about if we can get past this particular crisis. So we might want to think about the fact that we could probably do all of the things that we're suggesting and not just any one particular thing.
Okay, Zakai?
I would say that, that I would like to support what Kathy was saying about not taking this loan at a particular time. I think that we miss the opportunity that is in front of us to actually bring the network together as an actual network to let the people know who send in $25, $50, $100, whatever it is, to keep this thing going, what's happening so that they can play a larger role in supporting it at this moment when we're in this great need. And not be afraid. You know, I think a lot of this stuff is a little bit fear, because even with the loan, if we were really confident about our business, we would get a larger loan. I remember this discussion a while ago. It would have been bigger because that would have given us the money to do more development and bring in the transition experts that we need to change our decrepit process of deliberation and getting things done, you know. But we didn't do that. We said $1 million like that was a magic number, and it's not going to give us enough. If we continue the way we are now, you know, 3, 4, 5 months from now without any real changes in the programming, in the promotion, in the outreach to younger demographic, as well as doing more of what the mission of Pacifica says about being an educational force and outreach for the arts, we're going to be broke again, and then the building will be gone, and we'll be less an asset, and then some other board members who are new and fresh and don't know what to do will be manipulated by those who know more and have more history. And I think it'll be a sad ending. So to negate that, I would support going to the listeners, letting them know what it is that we're facing, doing an emergency front fund drive, raising as much money as we can, coming at it as a network, really taking the time to bring the GMs together to organize something dynamic and powerful, even with the archives, you know, a network, a real strong art activity, and pull it off and get the money that we need. Thank you.
George Stack.
Stack.
And Wendy.
Bonnie.
I heard George. I heard two other. I heard Bonnie, and there's somebody before Bonnie.
You see, yeah.
And Wendy.
Okay. Go ahead, George.
My phone died for a while until I got back to the house. I need some information. Is what's on the floor Kathy's substitute motion? Has anything been done to amend that, or that's...
Actually, both Jack's motions are on the floor, but we're talking about Jack's motion right now, so that's the first one on the floor.
Okay, well, if you make a substitute, you can talk about both at the same...
Which one would you like to address, George?
Well, actually, I would like to amend Kathy's motion. It speaks to the question of when we say we don't have the money to pay the bills, who's the we we're talking about? I mean, the money isn't there at the national office. Lonnie sent a very useful and I think complete spreadsheet, which makes it clear that around February is going to be something like $120,000 in the hole in the national office. But the national office is not the we of the network. We have five stations. Four of which have substantial reserves amounting to about a bit above $1 million at this time, and we'll have those reserves throughout the year if the projections of income continue. We have a long-term problem of loss of revenue due to loss of listenership, but in terms of paying Democracy Now, there's money in the stations to pay that. We can handle that easily with what's available, what we already have cash in the bank. I want to amend Kathy's motion with the following motion, following amendment, which speaks to the question of what do we do in the short term besides ask the listeners for more money. And the amendment would be as follows, that the CFO is instructed to make a levy of a fixed percentage of the reserves of stations that have reserves, sufficient to pay outstanding bills through February. So that, if I have a second for that, I'll make that as an amendment to Kathy's motion.
Second.
On here on the stack.
I've said pretty much what I had to say about it. I mean, I think it makes sense to use your own reserves before you go to the bank in order to ask for money, which is going to cost you something like $150,000 a year, half of which will be just interest payments. So I think it makes sense to use your own money first. And second, I think we do need to develop plans for what we want to do with the money and how much money we need before we go out and get the money. I mean, we can make the plans without having to have this loan. The people are here to do it. There's nothing stopping us from doing that. I think that's the sensible way to do it and see how much money we really need if we do need additional money and go out, either ask the listeners or, if it becomes necessary eventually, go back out for a loan.
Hey, Asiya?
Madam Chair, would you add me to the stack, this mic?
Yeah.
Lonnie as well.
Yeah, Lonnie, I got you.
I want to support the comments that have been made up until this time in opposition to this loan. I want to emphasize the fact that we still have no repayment plan, that the proposal that Lonnie makes, that the bank is going to hold our feet to the fire, puts the bank in the position of being a turnaround team or a debt consultant or counselor, and that is clearly not only not the bank's function, but it's not in the best interest of the foundation. I think that we need to return to the initial proposal of engaging a turnaround team, at best and at a minimum, engaging a debt counselor / bankruptcy attorney that will help us to restructure the financial obligations of the foundation and broaden the options that we have available to us in addition to the one that George has just identified. Thank you.
Okay, Wendy.
So I don't have to just talk on that last amendment, right? I can talk on the one I got on the stack for.
Oh, you know what? Excuse me, Wendy. You can, but Bonnie was before you, then it's Wendy,
no,
then
actually,
it's Lonnie.
I think Wendy was first.
Oh, okay, go ahead. Yes, Wendy, you can talk on either one.
Okay, and actually, now that I even say that, I don't know if it's on any of them. You know, we have two radio stations that have to move from their, from where they are. WPFW has to move by the end of 2009, or at the end of 2009, and WBAI, we all know that their fixed costs are prohibitive. It seems to me that the time to borrow money is to move one of these radio stations, and that's something that all of our listeners can get behind. I haven't gotten any letters from any listeners saying, please do borrow money to pay your old operating expenses. And not that we would, but I just, we all know that we've gotten a lot of other letters from people suggesting that we not take the loan, and I know too that they don't have all the information, but I do have this question as far as, because I've been with Pacifica for a long time now, but I've never had us take out a loan before, so I wonder if we were to take this loan from CDFI now and then have to at the end of the year take out another loan to move PFW, and then you know, the ultimate loan to move WBAI, would we, and I think this organization that we're talking about actually does that kind of thing to help organizations like ours, and they like real estate, the real estate kind of loans better than this kind of loan. Are we shooting our wad before the real things that we need, which is to move these radio stations? Do we hurt our chances to get loans later by taking this one now? I don't know who. I guess I have to ask Lonnie.
Okay. Lonnie is on the stack, so he'll... Oh, am I on?
Yeah, we hear you.
Okay, sorry. I didn't know if I was muted or not. He's on the stack, so He's right after Bonnie. So, Lonnie, remember Wendy's question, and I'll remind you to answer it. Bonnie?
Well, I'll just make it short because I actually partially want to just throw this to Lonnie. I have some questions for Lonnie or Mike, whoever would like to answer them. In this talking about fund drives, I'm just alarmed. I would like nothing better than to be able to clearly see a way to do this without taking this loan. But, you know, doing a mini fund drive, you have to realize that the way that money comes in off of a fund drive, it doesn't come in automatically to you. Sometimes it's stretched over a year through electronic funds transfer. People don't actually pay their pledges for months at a time. And I'm sort of at a loss to understand how we're going to just turn the trick and come up with the money that we need in a very short period of time in order to keep ourselves going and in the black with a mini fund drive, especially when the stations really have a schedule that we've already budgeted of their regular fund drives. I know that most of the stations are going into fund drive in the last week of January and will be in, if we're lucky, just for a couple of weeks. And if we're not as lucky because we're struggling with it, it'll be a little bit longer. And WBAI has just done a fund drive for 12 days and I believe took in something like $270,000 in 12 days. I just think everybody's got to be kind of realistic about this. I'm really confused. I don't profess to really have accounting as one of my strong suits, but when I hear talk about how there's plenty of money in the foundation and we can just live off of our reserves, I'm getting really, really confused, and I'm hoping that Lonnie and Mike can speak to this because it seems to me we've already encumbered $400,000 of KPFA's money, and I don't see that we have this unlimited supply of reserves that we're going to be able to use to cover all of this, especially when we're all a little bit tentative at best about what is going to happen in the end of January into February fund drive, considering what the economic picture is right now. So, Lonnie, maybe you could just speak to this a little bit and clear it up.
Okay, Lonnie and then Mike.
Well, I guess first let me just clarify whether we have a lot of money lying around. We're not using it. That's not the case. What you have to look at, George, is restricted means restricted. What Pacifica does have is endowment fund. That is funds that are given us. But we can use only the interest, can't invade the principal. We have over $1.5 million of that kind of money, but it's just no use to us at this point. And even Explorer's saying, well, maybe we can do something and ask the donor to change his status, or sometimes the donor's deceased. And other times donors don't like to do it, and we can't do it in the time frame that we have. So what you see is $800,000 or $900,000 is restricted money, not operational money. And those monies cannot be used except for interest. And there is no interest being gained in this kind of market. So even interest income is dubious. The second one is the bank's role. I heard a question about the bank's role. Well, the bank's role is what happens normally in situations like this. It's not unusual. It goes with the bank loan. In fact, these covenants are minor compared to what any banks impose. On whether taking a loan here will hurt our chances with monies for WBAI if they needed a WPFW. Actually, I asked that question, and the answer was it will help our chances in getting those loans if we show good faith in executing this loan. And CDFIs are regional and city-related. There's a different one in New York than there is in California. But the California people said they would be willing to help us with their sister bank in New York. And I apprised them of the fact of the need for real estate loan. They're happy to look at it, but they want to see us perform on this loan or show us that we're capable of managing, that we're capable of managing any funds. So they can vouch for us with these sister agencies. Is the repayment of the loan, is that something we can build into a budget? Yes, I think that's possible. I think it's possible to build in $10,000 or $15,000 a month. And from several mechanisms, and I spelled them out in previous emails. I think that, as I said before, we had, if you look at options like increasing audience, that's long range. If you look at options even like going on the air, there are really severe limitations in how much you can raise, how long it will take for the funds to come in, and how much you can actually get from that quarter, because it will affect your drives down later on, because you will have interjected a new one. So they're not all that attractive, as that's not a very attractive option. And it does take 3 months, as Bonnie pointed out, for those funds to come in. So we've waited too late, as I keep saying, for good options. And now we have a time frame of having come up with some funds in 30 days. And that's our problem. We need a solution to two basic problems. One is how to get through the next 30 days, and we need the funds to do it. And the second one is the longer-term period where we need to have some serious plans. Now, the question is what the bank will accept, and I'll be quiet. My understanding and my belief is that the bank will accept a statement from this board that we will institute training specific to sexual harassment. They have said this, and they'll accept that. They'd like to have a board statement on it. Probably would take a statement from the offices of the board. But the point I'm making is we have to do that anyway. It's required by law. We don't have a say. We have to do HR training every year, like by state law in California, so we have to do it anyway. I think they would accept from us a cash flow projection with payment in it around the payment of the loan. We have what they call 10 times margin of safety in the budget that we proposed to them. So they're going to be okay with what they already have. That's why they approved the loan. They saw that we had that capacity to repay. So the cash flow will be okay, I think. And that leaves only the third item, which is coming up with programming plan. And I think that is something we do need to look at. The general managers have come up with some plans. I passed their draft planning plan along to the bank that they asked for it. And they were more or less happy with it. All they really need to know is, will you implement this program plan that the general manager is working on? They just need to know that we will move forward generally in that direction. And they generally, I think, gives us about a year to show progress in implementing those plans. So that's what I think that we are at this point. And again, we need a solution about what to do in 30, 45 days. We don't have one. I could think of except alone. You can try the air. Or really feel strongly about it, I guess. But I think, you know, none of these are great solutions. I agree. But we have to do something.
Okay, Mike?
I have four points. First, it's a practical observation. We don't have to kill the loan tonight. Let's get the bank its information and move forward. We still don't have the bank documents. They still haven't been executed. We should keep the dialogue moving forward because we don't have the luxury of closing the doors on our financial options anymore. We just don't have that. We can't say, oh, let's go do this. And we need to keep that option open, and we need to get the bank the information they need. We don't have the bank papers back yet. If we get the bank papers back and there's just something outrageous that we can't live with, we don't sign them. Number two, the issue of reserves. And I don't know that Lonnie quite frankly addressed the specific point, and that is that KPFA, KPFT have some operating reserves. WPFW does. Those are reserves that, as a matter of PNB policy, we are required, based upon PNB directive, to keep at least 1 month reserve in the bank. Okay? What George is proposing to do is blow through the 1 month reserve. And so what you're proposing, if you move forward with the Rider Amendment, is to put all of the stations at risk at once, immediately, by taking their reserves and saying, okay, February payroll for Texas and for Berkeley, forget it. We're taking that. We're going to pay off New York's problems right now. And you think KPFK is going to? You think they're upset over the building issue? Well, KPFA has already dedicated its CD of $400,000. Now you're going to take their reserves. Now you're going to take reserves from Texas, and now you're going to take reserves from Washington, and you're going to kill the whole network at once. It's incredible
that we would suggest doing something like that over the top. If we do that, then, you know, you really do need to consider bringing in some bankruptcy counsel, because we're going to be in a position inside of 30 days where nobody can pay their bills, nobody in the entire network. Three, the idea of a fund drive. We floated that. I think I floated our own LSB meeting down in Houston to Dwayne Bradley, and he said it wouldn't work, and I think we ought to ask the GMs if such an idea would work. But let's assume that it did work for a moment, that we could pull $1 million in a quick fundraising, emergency fundraise drive in the next week or two. In this dreamland thought that we could do that, what's going to happen at the next fund drive? After we've already pulled off pulling money early, do you think people are going to come back to the trough so quickly and meet the fund drive goals that are in the 2009 budget? No, they're not. It's called the law of diminishing returns. You can only raise so much money from our listenership, and we've created that cap in the 2009 budget. If we now go out and create a whole new fund drive that's not even in the 2009 budget, all we're going to do is bleed from those other fund drives that are already budgeted for, because those fund drives won't meet their goals, and again, that we will compound the problem even more. The other thing, the other thing that you have to consider is the liability created by not paying bills. You talk about the liability of the loan that's created, and it's a long-term liability, and I certainly appreciate and respect everybody's concerns, because I share the same one. Will we be able to pay it back? But if we don't make our bills, if we don't pay some of these liabilities that are currently outstanding, we have a whole other kind of liability that's far shorter term that you have to consider. Finally, the idea of a plan, and I just have to say this. People talk about the need to improve listenership. Certainly nobody can debate that. Nobody disagrees with that. And, in fact, that's built into the loan application as a requirement of what we have to do with this money. And if we don't use our money in a way that improves listenership, then we would be not incommensurate with what we told the bank we'd do with the money. But more importantly than that is this idea of drafting a plan, which has been thrown to the GMs because there isn't anybody else around. The point is we don't have any leadership right now. We don't have an executive director. We've abolished the staff. We haven't hired an ED and HR. It's beyond me why this board has let itself get to the point where it won't even put out a request for proposal for the hiring of an ED. It is beyond me that we talk about doing this. What, does the board think it's qualified to develop a plan to improve listenership? Of course it's not. This board can't even decide to impose a whistleblower policy without referring it to 10 different committees. So the absence of a plan is because this board is devoid of any leadership in doing the basic things it needs to do, like hire an ED. And we need to start facing the facts that this next year, if the PNB is going to be a watershed year, that if we don't actually address these issues, you know, we're going to fall off the cliff sooner or later. This loan is not, I agree with Lonnie, and we've described this together over and over again over the last 6 months. It's not an attractive option. It's not anything anybody wants to do. But it may be the only realistic option in light of the other choices that are being thrown out there right now before the board. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Okay. Anybody else on the stack?
Madam Chair, we're at
Amber.
Amy.
I'm sorry, Bonnie.
Madam Chair, we're
Ambrose.
At time.
Oh, hi, Ambrose. We're at time. Is there a motion to extend?
I want to hear from Ambrose.
So a motion to extend by 10
Madam
minutes.
Madam Chair, I move that we extend by 10 minutes.
Is there a second?
Second.
Okay, Ambrose. Hi, welcome, Ambrose.
Well, how's everybody?
That's fine.
Let me just say two things. I agree with Mike that we ought to go on and improve the loan. And I think that we ought to remember that it's a 30-year loan. We have 30 years to repay it, and that property is in danger only if we don't pay it in 30 years. So it's not a real big change, and we can take that money and use it. I've been trying to get this board, and this is my last chance, to get this board to approve a loan since 2004. And it just boggles my mind that we don't understand it. And I'm going to shut up. Thank you so much, Madam Chair.
Oh, thank you. Ambrose, Happy New Year, everything.
Thank you.
Hope you're feeling better, but welcome back. I'm sorry, there were some other people that wanted on the stack. Can I hear who that was?
Jamie? Terry.
Yes, Wendy, go ahead.
Warner. Can you please inform Ambrose, because I think he's been out while some of these discussions have been happening, that it's not a 30-year loan? Tell him what the terms are.
Yeah, somebody will please. Ambrose, the terms of the loan is a 10-year loan. At the end of 10 years, there would be a balloon payment due for the remainder of the unpaid balance, which could total as much as $800,000.
Okay, 10 years then.
Okay, thanks, Sam. Okay. So, and then, Jamie, did I hear you?
Yes.
Okay, go ahead.
I wanted to respond to a couple of things that Mike said. You know, the question isn't to raise $1 million on air. Sorry about the dog. It's to raise $400,000. As Grace pointed out, that's the amount of money in this loan that's proposed. It's actually dedicated to paying past bills. You know, one can continue to make the interest payments on the line of credit and not have to pay it back right away. So it's the amount in question is $400,000, not $1 million. I thought Grace made that clear. The other issue is, you know, always blaming the board for everything, which some people like to do. And I guess I've done that myself. And it's true, we are ultimately responsible. But this idea that we're going to get an ED and then things are going to start to happen. You know, people, let's be realistic here. Last year we had Nicole come in. I thought I'd like Nicole. I'm sorry that she left. But, you know, she left because she felt she couldn't get done what she needed to get done. So until people think the obstacles that held Nicole back are gone. Once again, I think it's fantasy thinking to think that a new executive director is going to make things happen. You know, and one more thing, if Nicole was working on a strategic plan, elements of which I thought were good, I think she had the right realistic, you know, clear-eyed approach towards Pacifica's problems. She did not truck with magical thinking, which infests most of our discussions. And if she were still here, I might think differently about this loan, because I would think we had somebody at the top who knew what needed to be done and would try hard to make it happen. But right now, we don't have that. So for us to take this loan and then think that the GMs are going to make a plan that's going to somehow going to change our long-term structural deficit, when these same GMs have been in charge of their stations in some cases for many years, and they could have dealt with stuff all this time, you know, I just don't see it. All right, and that's all that I have to say. Thanks.
George Stack.
Okay, was somebody on the stack before George? Sorry. Go ahead, George.
Yeah. The notion that somehow if we levy the monies that we need to pay off our debts, which, according to Lonnie, the national office would be in debt about $120,000 by February. It's just crazy. It's all one pot of money. We're all in this together.
Not one pot of money, George. There is some money that has restrictions.
Can I finish? I wasn't talking at all about the restricted funds. I can tell the difference from restricted funds and unrestricted funds. I'm talking about the million or so dollars that are in our bank accounts as of September 30th. It was $1.2 million, and Mike is correct. This money is largely money set aside for a rainy day, contingency money, a one month cash surplus in our stations. Well, we have a contingency now. It doesn't make sense to me when we have the money in one pocket to say, well, because we don't have it in the other pocket, we have to go out and borrow it rather than use the money that we have. And it isn't going to bankrupt all the stations. And again, We're not talking about restricted funds. We're talking about funds which Lonnie could transfer tomorrow if he wanted to do it. And the amendment I put forward says, go ahead and do it.
Okay. Anybody else on the stack?
Madam Chair?
Yes, Bonnie.
Sounds like it might be time to call the question.
And on which motion are you calling the question?
Yes.
On which motion are you calling the question?
I knew you were going to ask me that. I guess it was the one that Jack put forward is the first one, correct?
No, you have to do it in the opposite order. You have to do the amendment and the substitute, and then Jack's if the substitute fails.
Well, actually, when you weren't here, Jack said, gave a ruling that if there are two motions, I could decide which one would be discussed, and I decided that Jack's would be decided first. So that was my decision, which was not challenged. So if you're calling the question on that one, we may as well vote on that one first.
I wasn't calling the question at all, but I would make a point
of
order.
Bonnie was calling the question.
Yeah, I did it sort of hesitantly because I do want everyone who wants to get their opportunity to speak.
Okay, well, there was no one left on
as
the stack.
As keeper, I will tell you that we're coming up on time in a minute and 45 seconds.
Okay, so the question has been called on Jack's motion. Ambrose, I'm pretty sure you haven't...
Point of order.
Yes?
We have parliamentary procedure says you do it with you do the amendments first and then you do the main motion.
It wasn't an amendment; it was a substitute motion.
The same thing applies.
Okay,
substitutions are the kind of amendment which allows you to discuss both at the same time.
Okay, Jack.
Well, I would say that the at least Bonnie's amendment should be considered prior to a motion. Prior to the main motion. I'm not sure. I mean, the way I've understood it is the way I stated it earlier, so I don't know.
You state it again?
Well, my understanding is that when there is a substitute, that it is up to the chair to decide which one is decided first.
I did make that decision. And there was no objection to that decision.
Well, I wasn't there, so I couldn't object, but I want to make a point of order now.
Okay.
That's not the order in which you're supposed to take up motions. I didn't know what Bonnie's... I never heard Bonnie's motion. I don't know what that is, actually.
Okay. Madam Chair, I really object to the argument going on with the chair. The chair's ruling stands. We got to respect...
I'm sorry. I just made a point of order.
Okay.
A point of order is an order at any time.
We're just totally out of line.
And you are out of order. You weren't called upon. I made a point of order. The chair can rule on it, and then we vote on it. That's how you do things.
All right. I'm going to question your point of order. And we can have okay, so I'm overruling your point of order.
Okay, so I appeal the decision of the chair.
Okay, Madam Secretary.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
What is the chair's
ruling? Who's voting
on
the chair's ruling?
On what?
I decided that we're going to take the vote on Bonnie's amendment to Jack's motion. First,
George challenged.
And then what? If it fails, then we go to the other one.
And we go to Jack's main motion, and if that fails, we go to the other motion.
Maybe it won't fail.
I thought George challenged that.
That's right. Yeah. I'm challenging that.
Voting decision. Right. That's what Wendy wanted to know. What the ruling was. So that's the ruling, Wendy.
Needs a second.
Oh, God.
I seconded the challenge.
Madam Chair, this is an example of everything wrong with Pacifica, right here.
Point of information.
You disagree with it, yes.
Point of information.
Point of information.
Yes, I understood that your ruling pertained to the discussion, Madam Chair, but I believe that George's motion pertains to the voting order. Is that correct?
George's motion challenges my decision to vote on the amendment and then Jack's motion first.
That is correct. Yes, I understood that your original decision pertained only to the discussion, not to the voting order. So I uphold the challenge to the ruling of the chair.
Well, we're going to vote on it, actually, Carolyn. That's how.
Yes, I just wanted to clarify what we were voting on, not the discussion order, but the voting order. Thank you.
Okay. Madam Secretary, we're voting on upholding the ruling of the chair.
A yes vote upholds the chair's ruling, correct?
Yes. Donna? Donna? Pound, pound, one.
Hello, are you not hearing me?
Now we hear you. Go ahead.
Sorry. Okay. Grace Aaron. I oppose the ruling of the chair. So what is that, a yes
so
or no?
No? That's a no.
Nia Bediako?
Yes.
Evelyn Bethune?
Yes.
Carolyn Burden?
No.
AC Bird?
Yes.
Kathy Davis?
No.
Zakai Free?
No.
Ambrose Lane?
Yes.
Mike Martin?
Yes.
Effie Nwagaza?
No.
Margaret Prescott? Sarah Vandawa? George Ryder?
No.
Rob Robinson?
No.
Jamie Ross? Jamie?
No.
Wendy? No. Wendy Schroll?
I'm not going to vote. We can't do them all at once.
You're abstaining?
Yes, I'm abstaining.
Okay. Bonnie Simmons?
Yes.
Lori Tagumu is not here. Jack Van Aken?
I'm here.
Oh,
Lori,
sorry, Lori.
Hi.
Hi, Lori.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Jack Van Aken?
Yes.
Joe Wanzala?
No.
Yo Shamanaka?
No.
I have 8 yes, 10 no, and 1 abstention.
Okay. So now we're going to go to a vote on...
My amendment first, then...
Repeat your amendment, all right?
Hmm?
Repeat your amendment, George.
Okay, you should all have it in your inbox. I mailed it a while back, but let me repeat it. If I can find it.
Just a point of order, Madam Chair?
Yes.
I'd just like to double check with George. I know he said his computer was down for 2 weeks. Did you resend it again tonight?
No, I just sent it. I just sent it a moment ago. I don't see it actually out there.
I don't have.
7:42. It came. Thank you.
Can I get a copy too, please, Mrs. Donna?
I'm. Somehow it's not showing up in my sent box.
That's showing up
in my inbox. Just a moment.
Yeah, the time is really odd on it, too.
The CFO is instructed to make a levy of a fixed percentage of the reserves of stations that have reserves sufficient to pay outstanding bills through February.
That's it.
That's it.
Would Carolyn please send it because I don't have it.
I'll send it, sure. Mine came in at 7:52. I'll send it to the PNB.
Okay, I don't have it.
I'm sending it.
George, I believe your computer might need a new battery because it's saying that today is January 14th, 1970.
Ooh.
Wonderful. That's why I can't find it.
I believe it were.
Oh, that's right, it does. Mm-hmm. But it does say 7:42 p.m.
There
that's
it
probably
is.
Not
yeah,
right
wow.
either. Okay, here it is.
The Wayback Machine.
Mm-hmm. Maybe we don't have it.
Maybe the university is doing maintenance. That always messes up my email for a few hours.
This is Grace. I got it.
Okay.
I can forward it to anyone if it might go through better.
For whatever it's worth, I now know that I have a bunch of emails dated 1969. I didn't know that.
That's funny.
They're all from Jerry Rubin.
Jimmy Hoffa.
Yep.
Time is running out, too.
Okay, so we're voting on this now?
Are we ready?
Okay, go ahead.
Grace Aaron?
Yes.
Nia Vidiaco? Nia?
No, Donna. No, I'm sorry, no. Can you hear me?
Yes, I heard you. Evelyn Bethune? Evelyn?
No. You hear me?
Yes, gotcha. Carolyn Burden?
Yes.
AC Bird?
No.
Kathy Davis?
Yes.
Kathy Davis? Yes.
Yes.
Zakai Free?
Yes.
Ambrose Lane?
No.
Mike Martin?
No.
Did you say no?
Yeah, that's a no.
Okay, thank you. Effie Nwagaza?
Yes.
George Reiter?
Yes.
Rob Robinson?
Yes.
Jamie Ross?
Abstain.
Abstain? Wendy Schroll?
No.
Bonnie Simmons?
Nope.
Lori Taguma?
Nope.
Jack Van Aken?
Nope.
Joe Gonzalez?
Yes.
Yor Shamanaka?
Yes.
Nine yes, nine no, and one abstention.
Motion failed. Next. Okay. Next.
We're on Kathy's.
Yeah, Kathy's. Read the motion.
Okay. Noting the mission statement's clause that Pacifica shall be as nearly self-sustaining as possible, in the absence of an executive director, all five Pacifica station managers coordinate with each other to hold an immediate emergency on-air fund drive to raise the financial shortfalls via Pacifica's traditional founding revenue generation method in accordance with this mission, rather than incur liability to the foundation by mortgaging or selling any station assets.
Hey, Madam Secretary.
Yes. Are we ready? Grace Aaron?
Yes.
Nia Vidiaco? Nia? Evelyn Bethune?
No.
Carolyn Burden?
Yes.
AC Bird?
No.
Kathy Davis?
Yes.
Zakai Free?
Yes.
Ambrose Lane?
No.
Mike Martin?
No.
Effie Nwagaza?
Yes.
George Reiter?
Yes.
Rob Robinson?
Yes.
Jamie Ross?
Yes.
Wendy Schroll?
No.
Bonnie Simmons?
No.
Lori Taguma? No. Jack Van Aken?
No.
Joe Gonzalez?
Yes.
Yosh Yamanaka? Yosh?
Yes.
Nia Bediako?
No.
No?
No. Did you hear me, Donna?
Yes, I got you. Ten yes, nine no.
Okay, a chair is going to vote no. So the motion fails. Next.
I think it's my amendment, is it not?
And your amendment is?
My amendment was to add to the language of the motion Jack put forward to clarify and add that as we are currently operating with no executive director, be it resolved that the PNB authorize the following policies and directives, then the motion is, as Jack put it forward, other than number 8 on Jack's is deleted, and we split number 7 so that it is two parts. The first part being that the NFC and CFO immediately review the status of all budgets passed by the PNB in September and report budgetary compliance to the PNB. Number 8, that all units be directed to make prompt payment of central service assessments a top priority and not defer payments. The rest of it is the same as the language that was in Jack's motion. Do we need to read that now?
No.
I'm sorry, this is Wendy?
Yes, Wendy.
The CPB stuff is still there, right?
I took that off.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay. All right, thanks.
Because of the confusion.
All right. Madam Secretary?
That's Bonnie's amendment, right?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Grace Aaron?
Pam.
Nia Bediako?
Yes. You hear me, Donna?
Yes, I got you. Evelyn
okay.
Bethune?
Yes.
Carolyn Burden? Carolyn? A.C. Bird?
Yes.
Kathy Davis?
Pass.
You pass?
Pass, yes.
Zakai Free?
Pass.
Did you say pass?
You did.
Thank you, sir. Ambrose Lynn?
Yes.
Mike Martin?
Yes.
Essien Wangaza?
No.
George Reiter?
Abstain.
Rob Robinson?
No.
Jamie Ross?
No.
Wendy Schroll?
No.
Bonnie Simmons?
Yes.
Lori Taguma?
Yes.
Jack Van Aken?
Yes.
Joe Wanzala?
No.
Yosh Yamanaka?
Abstain.
Carolyn Burden?
I'm sorry, I was muted. I'm abstaining.
Okay. Kathy Davis?
Abstain.
Okay. Zakai Free?
No.
Grace Aaron votes no.
Sorry, Grace Aaron?
No.
Seven no, 8 yes, and 4 abstentions.
Okay, go to the main motion now, and we're at time, so we're going to vote on the main motion. Jack? Can you just summarize it?
No.
No.
let's see here.
As an
I have to get Bonnie's. Okay, here we go. As we are currently operating with no executive director, be it resolved that the PNB authorize the following policies and directives. One, that the PNB approve the loan. Two, that foundation management not be permitted to spend the loan monies on any unbudgeted project without prior board approval. Three, that the PNB reaffirm its existing policy of not approving any resolution that creates additional expense for the foundation until a financial impact statement identifying the cost of the resolution, a source of funding, and the expenditure's impact on the network's financial position has been produced by staff and reviewed by the NFC. Four, that the PNB direct the CFO to identify spending cuts the PNB can authorize to accelerate repayment of the loan. Five, that the PNB direct the CFO, NFC, GMs, and LSBs to generate specific timelines, cost estimates, and revenue goals for any revenue-generating projects, such as direct mail campaigns, they propose to fund with loan monies and use those projects along with spending cuts to accelerate repayment of the loan to such a degree that it has no outstanding balance balloon in 10 years. Six, that the CFO work with local management at any financial unit still generating a deficit to implement further cuts to bring those units into balance. Seven, that the NFC and CFO immediately review the status of all budgets passed by the PNB in September and report budgetary compliance to the PNB. And eight, that all units be directed to make prompt payment of central services assessments a top priority and not defer payments.
Okay, Mr. Secretary.
Point of correction.
I'm sorry, what?
I thought, point of correction, I thought the number eight was taken out in Bonnie's amendment.
Number eight was taken out and number seven was split into two.
Yes.
Okay. Madam Secretary?
Grace Aaron?
No.
Nia Bediaco?
Yes. Heard me?
Evelyn Bethune?
Yes.
Carolyn Burden?
No.
AC Bird?
Yes.
Kathy Davis?
No.
Aye.
Zakai Free?
No.
Yes.
And Ambrose Payne? Ambrose? Mike Martin?
Yes.
Effie Nwagaza?
No.
George Ryder?
No.
That was a no, yes?
Yes, no. It was a no.
No. Rob Robinson?
No.
Jamie Ross?
No.
Wendy Schroll?
Yes.
Bonnie Simmons?
Yes.
Lori Taguma?
Yes.
Jack Van Aken?
Yes.
Joe Wanzala?
No.
Yosha Manaka?
No.
Ambrose?
I just gave Ambrose the number. He had gotten disconnected. He had to get the number, so he should be back on.
Don't read the result.
Okay.
Okay. What's the result of the vote?
Is Ambrose laying back on?
Ambrose?
Calling him back again.
Can I just ask the secret? Is it going to be a difference?
Yeah, the vote
I didn't
10,
count,
10,
so
10
never mind.
Eight.
I just
10 to 8. His vote won't change the outcome.
Well, if he votes, I guess it...
Ambrose?
I'm back.
Okay. So what is your vote, Ambrose?
What is the vote?
We're voting for the loan with the 8 parts to the...
I will, but not right now. I can't. I'm on the phone.
Wendy?
Ambrose?
I'm voting yes.
Oh, sorry, guys. I was talking to my kids.
Okay. So, Madam Secretary?
Yes, we have 10 no, 9 yes.
Okay.
To the chair.
The chair doesn't make any difference if the chair does.
Nope.
What?
She said that there were, let me just count them. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. I have, 9 yes, and 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 9, 10 no's. So the motion fails. The meeting is adjourned. We've got an executive session meeting planned for Sunday. That's it.
Madam Chair?
Yes.
I would like to propose an open session as well so we can try to address the Nadra Foster issues and other agenda items that have been on the agenda forever.
I'll schedule another meeting. I think that we're just going to do that thing. I will schedule another meeting, Grace.
Okay.
Tonight or tomorrow. Okay?
All right. Thank you.
Thanks. Good night.